I know where God brought me from. And it was only by grace that I'm here today. Oh, if justice were served, I wouldn't have made it. But because of grace, I'm here today. Oh, grace has kept me. Hallelujah. Glory to God. It's by his mercies that we're here today. The reason we can give him glory and give him thanks and give him praise. Hallelujah to your name, Jesus. Glory to God. I got to settle down for a moment here. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. That stir you up when you start thinking about what God has done for you. When you start singing songs like, "It is well with my soul." Glory to God. Amen. I remember when the waters were so troubled, but thank God he calmed the raging sea. Oh, to God be the glory. God be the praise. Hallelujah. And you know, and when they asked me what kind of songs I want, I made mention of some of those, and they really put it together even better than I could have asked. And you know, some of you need to hear some of those songs. Amen. Glory to God. Kind of wake something up in there. Glory to God. I like the modern songs, but you know, every now and then I wanted to, you know. Don't you start nothing now. Because Brother Andre Crouch put that one out there. Take me back to the place where I first believed. Hallelujah. Amen. Every now and then we need to go back and have that humbleness in our spirit and know where God has brought you from. Amen. You remember, you haven't always been where you are today. Oh, it's only by the goodness of God that we're here today. It's only by his grace and by his mercy. Hallelujah to your name, Jesus. Glory to God. Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. I'm going to try to keep this short. I'm going to try. Hallelujah. So I can do it. All right. Praise God. Well, hallelujah. How many love the Lord around here today? You know, I heard my sister say something a few moments ago, and she reminded me about, amen. Somebody talking to me here. Hello? Amen. But she reminded me a few minutes ago about when her husband was in this tragic accident, how that we just call to action. Amen. You know, I don't think about those kind of things. I don't think about doing it. Amen. If you sit there and think too long, you can talk yourself out of doing stuff. Just follow the Holy Ghost. Just follow the Holy Ghost. Just get up and do what thus says the Lord. Come on, talk to me, somebody. Just follow the Holy Ghost. Amen. And sometime when I talk to you about it, you'll be telling me why I don't need to do it. So I tell you after I do it. I ask for forgiveness rather than permission. I've been one Saturday morning, I woke up and Brother Greg was still up in Norfolk there. I just got up and didn't tell anybody where I was going. I said, I'm going to see him today. Amen. Glory to God. I left here about 7:30, 8 o'clock. And when they knew a thing, I was back in Greenville. Glory to God. How many love the Lord here today? Give him a good shout of praise. Hallelujah to your name, Jesus. How many of the Lord has brought you through some troublesome situation, but you came out on the other side? You ought to shout about it this morning. Hallelujah to your name, Jesus. Glory to God. Glory to God. And I'm humbled to think that the Lord allowed me to be a part of your journey in some way. Amen. I know I'm not the only one, but I thank God for whatever part I could have played. Amen. And I know the Lord is not finished with us yet. And so we just give God the glory and give God the thanks. Amen. And about, you know, and so many have done so many wonderful things. And, you know, I just want to say thank you. Amen. If I started calling names, I'll miss some and I'll be here all day. Amen. Because I just don't have enough words in my vocabulary to put it all out there. But I appreciate it and I thank God for it. And you make a brother want to keep living. Keep preaching. And boy, and I tell you, who want to mess up and mess up something like this? Amen. Glory to God. I want to live just a clean and holy. Hallelujah. Serve God with everything within me. Praise God. Now, I love you, but I'm still bringing you the word. Joshua chapter 14, verse 6. Thank you, sir. If I get an amen over there in that corner right there, I'd be all right. Father, we thank you for this word. Let it come alive in our hearts and spirits. Speak to this, your people, and strengthen us with might in the inner man. In Jesus' name, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. And keep us safe today, Lord. And even as our children play and have a good time today, keep them safe, Lord. And in Jesus' name, and keep this coming. I don't know. I'm just praying this now. Keep us all safe in every way. In Jesus' name, we pray. And thank you for it. Amen. Joshua 14 and verse 6. Then the children of Judah came unto Joshua in Gilgal, and Caleb the son of Jephunneh, the Kenyanite, that Kenyanite, amen, said unto him, "Thou knowest the thing that the Lord said unto Moses, the man of God, concerning me in Kadesh Barnea. 40 years old was I when Moses, the servant of the Lord, sent me from Kadesh Barnea to expire the land. And I brought him word again, as it was in my heart. Nevertheless, my brethren," and by the way, the word he brought him said, we are well able to take this land. "Nevertheless, my brethren that went up with me made the hearts of the people melt. But I wholly followed the Lord my God. And Moses swore on that day, saying, 'Surely the land wherein thy feet have trodden shall be thine inheritance, and thy children forever, because thou hast wholly followed the Lord my God.' And now behold, the Lord has kept me alive." Everybody said, "The Lord has kept me alive." See, that's my testimony today. The Lord has kept me alive for this such a time as this. "These 45 years, ever since the Lord spake this word unto Moses, while the children of Israel wandered in the wilderness." Now that made 85 years, didn't it? Make him 85. And now, lo, I am this day 85 years old, 85. Look at verse 11. "And yet I am as strong this day." Boy, that's something to say at 85, isn't it? Glory to God, that's what I want to be saying at 85. Glory to God. "I am as strong this day as I was in the day that Moses sent me. As my strength was then, even so is my strength now. For war, both to go out and to come in." See, I'm not just going out, I'm coming back. "Now therefore give me this mountain where the Lord spake in that day. For thou heardest in that day how the Anakims were there, and the cities were great and fenced. If so be the Lord be with me, then I shall be able to drive them out, as the Lord has said. And Joshua blessed him and gave unto Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, Hebron, for an inheritance." Kept by the power of God. Everybody say, kept by the power of God. You may be seated. Amen. You know, today, as we minister the word of God to you, I just want to share with you about being kept by the power of God. I know that I'm here today because I have been kept by the power of God. I can think about so many instances in my life when it looked like I wasn't going to make it. Some I put myself in danger. Some I walked the dangerous roads. Some of it had health challenges. A whole lot of things. I won't enumerate them today. But I do know, and I give God the glory, that I'm kept by the power of God. If it had not been for the Lord who was on my side, I wouldn't be here today. But I have been kept by the power of God. I'm looking out over this congregation, and many of your testimonies I know. Amen. And some of I have witnessed and seen. You're kept by the power of God. You're not here because you did it. Amen. We would like to take the credit for it, but I can't take the credit. I know if it had not been for the Lord, I wouldn't have made it. But by the power of Almighty God, we are kept. Amen. Glory to God. All the dangers that we face were not medical. All of them were not physical. Some of them were mental. Some of them were financially. Amen. Some of them were socially. I don't know what it was that you were facing, but we are kept by the power of God. Say it with me once more. I am kept by the power of God. And therefore, we ought to give God the glory and give God the praise for our lives. We have been kept. I've traveled around the world in so many different places, and amen, but the Lord has brought me back safely. Lord, I thank you. I praise you, amen. And listen, by the way, let me just make sure we don't get this all mixed up. And we have done some mess ups, some boo-boos. Amen. We have put ourselves in danger. Amen. Glory to God. We have done things that could have taken us out. You know, some of it was in our ignorance, some of it was in our stubbornness. Hello, amen, praise God. See, let's go and talk real here. Sometimes we messed up, but God has kept us. Amen. And when I say that, a whole lot of people's mind go to sin and all that. Amen. I'm sure you messed up there too. But that's not what I'm talking about. Sometimes you put yourself in a dangerous place, but God has kept you and God has strengthened you. And you're here by the power of Almighty God. Come on, talk with me, somebody. Amen. Glory to God. But we need to realize where our help comes from. My help comes from the Lord. I'm reminded of Psalm 121, starting at verse 1. Most of you know that psalm once you started reading it. I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills, from which cometh my help. Where does your help come from? My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. Where does your help come from? From the Lord. I appreciate all the help we can give one another, but ultimately your help comes from the Lord. Even when we help each other, it's because of the God that's in us that calls us to reach out and help one another. Amen. My help comes from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. He will not suffer that foot to be moved. When the pressures of life get on you, the Lord said, he will not suffer your foot to be moved. Amen. He that keepeth thee, he's the one that's keeping you, by the way. That's the Lord. He that's keeping thee will not slumber. Behold, that he that keepeth Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is thy keeper. The Lord is thy shade upon thy right hand. The sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night. In other words, the Lord will keep you. When you need shade, he'll be shade for you. Now, you know what he did with the children of Israel? He caught them in the desert. Sometimes we misunderstand the desert. In the daytime, it's extremely hot. But sometimes in the nighttime, it can be extremely cold in the same place. But the Lord had fixed it up. When the children of Israel were walking through the desert there, King James called it a wilderness, but it's a desert. He gave them shade, a pillar of shade, by a cloud, in the daytime so they could have shade, so they wouldn't be overheated. Then he took them at night, and they had a pillar of fire. The pillar of fire by night kept them warm and kept the animals away. Hallelujah, amen. And then, if that wasn't enough, he called water in a dry place. He called water to come out of a rock so they had water to drink. If that wasn't enough, he called the bread to fall down from heaven so they had food to eat. The moment they complained, instead of asking for meat, they could have just asked, they still would have gotten it. And the Lord said, I'll give you meat till it come out of your nostrils. And he called the birds, the quail, to fly around and fall in the camp. They didn't even have to go shoot them. They didn't have to go hunting. He just called them to fly around. Let's drop in the camp. God took care of them. He sustained over 1 million people walking through the wilderness, through the desert, with nothing. And God sustained every one of them and kept them. And two of them got into the promised land because they dared to believe God. The rest of them died in the wilderness because their mama complained against God. The same God that brought them through and fed them and took care of them, don't you know he'll care for you? The Bible said, look, you are more important than the lilies of the field or the birds of the air. And God takes care of all of them. Don't you know he'll take care of you? You are kept by the power of God. Hallelujah. Amen. You know, we have a habit of saying something to people, and we mean well when we say it. When we leave greeting people, you in your way of saying goodbyes, to them sometime, but I'll see you later, or whatever you would say. We said, well, take care. We mean well when we say that. But let me just tell you today, cast the care. Just cast the care. Why are we so concerned about us, what we should eat, what we should drink, what we should put on, and all that kind of stuff? Amen. Why don't we just learn to put our trust in God? Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. In 1980, I left the United States military, United States Army, come to Greenville, North Carolina, with the understanding that I was here to start a church. I did not know enough to be afraid. I had no idea what I was getting into. I did not have the inside working knowledge of church. All I had was a call of God. Riding down the road in my little Chevette, just a happy, praising God. Didn't even know where I was going to unload my furniture when it got here. Didn't know what I was going to do for a livelihood. And sometimes it looked like I didn't do it. But God kept me. Hallelujah. There are some things I'm glad I did not know. Because had I known what I was facing, I would have gotten afraid. But because I didn't know enough to be afraid, I just believed God would do what he said he would do. When I got started in the ministry, you stayed away in multitudes. I remember many nights that I had Bible study. And my wife and children there. That's it. Eventually my mother-in-law came. I did that for over a year. But I did it faithfully every night. Are y'all hearing what I'm saying? Amen. Glory to God. Don't you despise your day of small beginnings. Glory to God. Don't think somebody's going to roll the red carpet out for you just because you say who you are. Amen. God is the one that has to introduce you. Amen. And the Lord told Joshua, he said, today I will begin to magnify you in the eyes of the people. He said, and the people said, look, they told Joshua something that would have made anybody nervous. He said, look, okay, only God be with you as he was with Moses, then we will follow you. He said, what? You want God to be with me the way the man that Red Sea opened, you know? Them 10 plagues came on Pharaoh and on the Egyptians. You talking about the one that called the water down out of the rock, hit the rock and the water came out? You talking about the one that miracles took place in his life? And you telling me if God is with me like he was with him, then you will follow me? Kept by the power of God. But then the Lord said, look, Joshua, tell the people, sanctify yourself for tomorrow. The Lord will do wonders among you. And he said, now it's time for you to cross over and go into your promised land. It's time for you to cross over and go to the place of promise. But there was one barrier there. There was a river called Jordan. And he said, now, tomorrow, you know, you need to cross over. The Lord will begin to magnify you in the sight of the people. And when they got up to Jordan, it wasn't like it was with Moses. Because when Moses got it, he stretched the rod out. And then overnight, the water parted and then went through on dry land. But when he got to Jordan, the water stand right there looking at him. And the Bible said, Jordan overflowed his banks at that season. And the water was still there. Nothing had changed. And sometimes you look at your situation and you're waiting to see the miracle. You're waiting for stuff to change, but it looked like it's looking the same way. But he told them to go across there. And they started walking. Nothing had changed. But when the priest's feet touched the water, glory to God. If you'll take a step of faith, God will cause the waters to part on your behalf. When the priest's feet touched the water, open up. And they went through on dry ground. Hallelujah. Are you there with me? There are times you have to step out. Just only thing you have is what thus says the Lord. And you have to trust God to sustain you in those seasons. When Peter and the disciples saw Jesus walking on the water, and they was afraid. They said they thought it was a ghost. And Peter cried out. He didn't cry because he had such great faith. He cried out because he was afraid. And he said, Lord, if it be thou, bid me to come. Jesus said one word, come. And that was enough. There was enough faith in that word, come. He said, come. Peter climbed right over the side of that boat, not fearing for his life. Because if this thing doesn't work, he's going to drown. Amen. If this doesn't work, he's in trouble. He climbed on the side of that boat and started walking. He started walking towards Jesus. He was all right until he looked around and realized where he was. He looked up, uh-oh. The wind's blowing hard, the waves are up. There's a storm out here. Then he started crying out, Lord, save me. And Jesus took him by the hand. And they walked back to the boat, both of them. They walked back to the boat, to the place of safety. You might be stepping out on that word, come. Stepping out in faith. Not knowing where you're going next. You got to trust God to take care of you. Hallelujah. Long as we play it safe, we'll stay in the boat. There was 12 disciples in that boat. One went on record as walking on the water. All of them were in the boat. And all of them made it safely. But only one became a water walker. Hallelujah. Now, I want to ask you a question today. Will you be that one or will you be part of the 11? How many said one? Well, go ahead and sound like it then. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. I have no idea where I stopped, but I just picked me a place. Verse 4, Psalm 121, verse 4. Behold, that he that keepeth Israel shall never slumber nor sleep. The Lord is thy keeper. The Lord is thy shade upon thy right hand. The sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve thee from all evil. Thank God for keeping us kept by the power of God. Oh, I'm telling you, when people mean harm against you, God will counsel the devil's attack plan. And what they meant for your harm, God will turn around and make it be used for your good. Amen. That door that you thought was shut, amen, that was a protection that God put on your life. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. They tell me one time, I don't know if I should tell this or not, amen, but it looked like some of the doors were closed and I wasn't getting any places here and there. And somebody came out and told me, you don't know that you was on the blacklist. I said, what did I do to get on the blacklist? I didn't bother anybody. Because you were different. And you were on the blacklist. And so they weren't opening doors for you. I said, well, praise God. I thank God for that list. Amen. It protected me from some stuff. Kept me. Amen. Come on, talk with me now. Amen. Praise God. Some of the things you didn't get invited to, your feeling was hurt because you didn't get invited to it. But I want to tell you something. God had you protected for a reason. He kept you from some stuff that you wouldn't get into. I mean, there's some things I tried to get into. Amen. But thank God the Lord kept me and didn't let me get into it. He didn't tarnish my reputation. He kept me from some stuff. Come on, talk with me now. Amen. Glory to God. And I'm telling you, the same God that kept me is keeping you today. And all you children, I mean, I guess the children in the church are out. Amen. But let me just tell you something. There's some things they don't get into that they would. But God has a hedge of protection around them. When you got praying parents and grandparents, God is protecting them. And some things, some relationships they would get into, some people they would hang out with, God has a hand of protection on them. Amen. They wonder, well, people just don't like me. No, baby, they might not like you, but you don't understand. It's not you they're concerned about. It's the God that's in you. It's your mama's prayer. It's your daddy's prayer. Amen. Glory to God that's protecting you from the wrong influences in life. He's the one that's keeping you. Amen. Well, everywhere I go, they don't treat me right. Hey, baby, don't worry about it. There was one that used to walk this earth by the name of Jesus. They didn't like him. He didn't get invited to a lot of the stuff. As a matter of fact, he was out preaching one time. His family came to hear him where he was preaching. And they stood outside and called for him, sent somebody in to go get him. They wouldn't even come in there. They thought he was a lunatic. They thought he was, you know, he lost it. They wouldn't even go in to meet where he was preaching. Isn't that an insult? There was another man by the name of Joseph. He was just a little young guy that God's hand was upon. He started having dreams and he was excited. So he told his brothers about his dreams. Rather than being excited with him, they hated him. Then he told his daddy, and he was his daddy's favorite boy. But daddy got mad. So me and your mama gonna bow down to you too? And then they took this young man and put him in a pit, waiting for some animal to come get him and kill him that night. Since that didn't happen, the next day they took him out and sold him into slavery. But he was kept by God. Oh, most of us would think, man, he went through so much. Yeah, but they were promoting him. They didn't even know it. They were pushing him into God's will for his life and didn't even know it. What? And they sold him into slavery. And then when he went in there, he just went to Potiphar's house and he was there to serve him. And he was honorable. He was doing right. He said, look, you know, he trusted me in his house. And so, you know, I'm not going to touch anything that don't belong to me. And so he just served him. And Ms. Potiphar had eyes for him. And he said, no, I can't do this wickedness. Your husband, he trusts me. He said, everything in this house is under my control, under my hand, except you. I can't do this. She pressed on him day by day. And one day he was in the house and she ran after him and got a hold of him. He said, I got to get out of here. That's Corbett's version of it. I got to go. I got to run. He took off running, and she grabbed his coat and held on to it. Then she lied on him. When she was trying to come on to him, she said he tried to force me. Think, man, can it get any worse than this? Then they caught him and put him in prison. He was in there with a baker and a butler. One got out, they're supposed to say a good word for him, they forgot all about him. The other one got out, he forgot about him for a while. Then the Pharaoh said, you know, had a dream and it troubled him. And then they said, there is a man that can interpret your dream, sir. I said, who is he? He said, he's in your prison. In a day, he went from the prison to the palace. 14 years in the prison. One day, he went to the palace. Said, bring him here. He went and interpreted the dream. And when he interpreted the dream, the king had an idea. Since you understand what's going on, I'll put you in charge. So now, in this kingdom, you only come under me. Everything else come under you. And anybody that's going to buy had to come to you. And it wasn't long. The famine hit. He told them about 7 years of plenty. But you know how people are when 7 years of plenty, they don't think about reserving something for later. 7 years of plenty, and then there were 7 years of famine. Those brothers that had put him in bondage and slavery had to come to him while he sat on the throne. They had to bow down to him just to get something to eat. He recognized them, but he was so polished and clean. They didn't recognize him. They were looking right in his face and didn't know who he was. Look what God had. I mean, God beautified the meek. Oh, glory to God. They're looking at him and didn't understand that that was their brother. And it got so strong on him, he knew what they did. He had to turn around and weep. But rather than getting them back for what they done, he blessed them. So they put a little extra in their bag. They got down there and saw it. They thought, oh, Lord, they're going to say we stole something. Let's go back and give it back. Amen. They got nervous. Then they came again. They said, look, this time you got to go get your daddy. You don't get your father, you can't get the corn. They went and got his father. Eventually, he made himself known to them. The same one that had been rejected, been abused. See, some of you felt like you were being rejected. And God put you in a place where you could be accepted, that he can get the glory out of your life. Hallelujah, amen. You know, as a child, I had a little complex because I have brothers and sisters, but I was not raised with them. That used to bother me a lot. I used to didn't understand that. What? Why me? I found out later why, amen, it was all good. But one of my sisters told me one day, she said, bro, you need to quit complaining about that. Because I was just talking to her. I said, well, why were y'all in the house? And I wasn't. Amen. Anybody know what I'm talking about? Anybody else went through that? Amen. I had a little problem with that. And she said, bruh. She was a very wise lady. She said, the Lord had you where you needed to be. The Lord had you there because he knew what he wanted to do in your life. And he had you in a place where you could be trained up for that. He said, you need to quit complaining about this. You probably would have never been where you are today if you hadn't been where you were that day. See, it looked like Joseph was in a bad place. It looked like his brothers had rejected him. It looked like he'd been falsely accused. But look where God took him. Kept by the power of God. And I began to take my sister's counsel. I began to acknowledge and say, Lord, I thank you. See, it took me to that place. Took me in a place where I could get introduced to the things of God. Amen. It took me in a place where I saw some things I didn't like, but yet and still he gave me a disdain for those things and put me in a place where I could find what I did like. Y'all, that's too much for you this morning. Amen. You have to commit the keeping of your soul to the Lord. Know that the Lord is the one that keeps you. Say it out loud. The Lord is the one that's keeping me. Amen. 1 Peter 4:19 says, wherefore, let them that suffer according to the will of God commit the keeping of their souls to him in well-doing as unto a faithful creator. Trust God. And when you don't understand his directions, when you don't understand the path that he's taking you down, trust him and believe that God is taking you where you need to be. Hallelujah. I was on a job situation. I thought I was being mistreated. Amen. And, you know, I was a little angry about it. But when I look back over, God was protecting me. And God took me where I needed to be. And God blessed me and God promoted me. Hallelujah. Amen. Let me try to close this. Commit your way unto the Lord. Trust also in him. He shall bring it to pass. The Lord will not allow you to be taken captive by the devil. He said he will not allow you to be tempted above that which you are able. And with the temptation, he will also make a way of escape. Whatever you're going through, whatever tests or trial you're facing today, God is the one that already has counted you faithful and know that you are able to overcome this, and victory is already yours. Go ahead and start singing one of those victory songs. Hallelujah to your name, Jesus. And the Lord said, no man is able to pluck you out of his hand. Amen. No man is able to pluck you out of his hand. The Lord is the one that's keeping you, and God is the one that will strengthen you. So I just want to encourage you today. When you're tempted to give up, like I have been, when you're tempted to cry and feel sorry for yourself, as I have been, look up. Know that your redemption draws nigh, that Jesus is Lord. Victory is already yours. What God has for you is better than you can write. You could even write the script for your life. Glory to God. Amen. What the Lord has done. Amen. Trust the Lord to order your steps. Psalm 37:23. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delighteth in his way. Though he fall, he shall not utterly be cast down, for the Lord upholdeth him with his right hand. We walk by faith and not by sight. Be confident of this very thing, that he which has begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. The Lord is on your side. Romans 8:31 said, what shall we say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? He that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us how many things? All things. Amen. So believe that you will see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. I had fainted unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait on the Lord and be of good courage, and he shall strengthen our heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. My last verse, promise. Now to him that is able to keep you from falling, to present you faultless before the presence of his glory for exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. Amen. Now to him that is able to keep you from falling, victory is in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you and we praise you. Thank you, Lord, for keeping us. Thank you, Lord, that we have been kept by the power of God. Thank you, Lord, this church has been kept by the power of God. When destruction tried to come and all adversity tried to come, you have kept us, Lord, and we thank you for it. We praise you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. If you will commit that thing, what have you committed to the Lord? Somebody I'm talking to here today.